Mighty is the power of the cross. Behold the Lamb of God, the perfect sacrifice. Mighty is the power of the cross.
Welcome to the Cross at Kerrville program. The Bible says in Amos 9:11 and Isaiah 2:2 that God's tabernacle will be rebuilt in the last days by the Gentiles. Today, a type of tabernacle is being built in the heart of the Texas Hill Country at the same latitude as Israel, approximately halfway between the Atlantic and Pacific Oceans on Interstate 10. This amazing outdoor tabernacle is not a church or a ministry. It is a free sculpture prayer garden. The Coming King's Sculpture Prayer Garden, where thousands of visitors from around the world are experiencing the presence and power of God 365 days a year at the foot of the empty cross. This massive 77-foot, 7-inch, Core 10 steel sculpture is the most symbolic cross in the world. The spiritual accounts you are about to hear are real and are evidence that the Scripture is true.
This is Roy Holly, your host for the Cross at Kerrville. Today we're going to share some amazing true stories about the Cross in Kerrville, Texas, where the presence and power of God is manifesting every day to thousands of people from around the world. But first, let me introduce one of our sponsors.
Are you or someone you love caught in the trap of sin, addiction, abuse, and depression? Are you experiencing fear, poverty, anger, or rejection? Those cycles can be broken. Christ will set you free. Loweda Rashke, a licensed ordained minister of the gospel and TV radio evangelist, will teach you how to know the truth and be free. John 8:32. Learn Bible principles to break the destructive cycles of sin, fear, or abuse in your life and walk into the destiny and identity that God intended. Watch Loweda's Be Free program on the National Impact Network on Dish and DirecTV, or listen to her Be Free radio program on KRVL 1230. Visit her website at loweda.org. That's LOUADA.org for information, resources, or to have her come speak at your ministry event. Loweda Rashke Ministries is a proud sponsor of the Cross at Kerrville radio program. Visit her website at loweda.org. That's LOUADA.org for information, resources, or to have her come speak at your ministry event. Loweda Rashke Ministries is a proud sponsor of the Cross at Kerrville radio program.
Many wonderful companies have donated their time and services to build the Coming King Sculpture Prayer Garden in Kerrville, Texas. We want to thank and encourage you to support these Christian-owned businesses. Jensky Incorporated, Vocal and VEI Engineering, Guadalupe Electric, Gardens at the Ridge, Billy Long Enterprises, Watson Farms, Love Creek Orchards, Danny's Tiles, Newsom Sprinklers, Alamo Crane, Mike's Crane, Mid-Tex Pumps, Tenon Drilling Company, STI, Ecotech, Deb Steel, Eagle Bronze, Jeweled Steel, and Max Griner Jr. Designs. Would you please support and join these fine Christian-owned companies by making your own gift today to the Sculpture Prayer Garden so construction can continue? This is good ground to sow good seed. Thank you for your prayerful consideration.
Welcome to the Cross at Kerrville radio show. Glad to have you in listening to us once again this week. And as we always do at the very beginning of the show, we always have our visitors' comments, and we always have Dawn Kennedy. Dawn, what have you got for us this week?
Well, good morning. So Kimberly on TripAdvisor said the cross is a blessing from God. We go there several times a year. The empty cross signifies the resurrection of Jesus Christ. The color red signifies the blood of Christ and a reminder that our sins are forgiven. A true child of God will know these things. It is peaceful here at the cross, and the prayer garden is amazing because all these prayers written and placed in the garden are cries for help to God. It is continually being added to, and more sculptures are being donated. Michael from Atlanta, Georgia, said on TripAdvisor, "Beautiful art in a beautiful location. We headed up there late one afternoon and it was pretty interesting. Good sculptures and more to come, apparently." Matt Tickla from Spring Branch, who is also a TCKF trustee, said, "The cross is a big lightning rod all by itself in more ways than we can ever imagine." Family 068 from Kerrville, Texas, said on TripAdvisor, "The cross, beautiful. Great sentiment and awesome views. Everyone who went received a little bit of God's Hill Country blessings." Krista Zirkel, age 9 of Kerrville, and I just love this one, said, "You just don't know what prayers you have inside until you get here." Carrie and Daryl Richard of Orange, Texas, said, "May God continue to guide you to spread his name and words." And an anonymous person said, "Beautiful place to visit. Felt the presence of the Holy Spirit."
We want to say thank you again to Dawn Kennedy for providing our visitors' comments every week. Dawn, thank you very much. All right, it's the Cross and Kerrville radio show, and the co-host is Loetta Roski. And Loetta, once again, we've got a guest that we've had before, but we also have a new guest.
Yes, we do.
This is exciting.
Yes.
And so if you would take it away and introduce our previous guest that's been here before and our new guest.
Yes, we are so blessed to have Jonah Prio again. Thank you, Jonah, for coming.
Wow, thank you for having me. What an honor.
Yeah, well, what an honor it is for us to have you. We love the work that you do at Hill Country Youth Ranch, ministering to the young people, to the kids. And you actually brought one of the young people from the Hill Country Youth Ranch, who is a powerful ministry and testimony. Won't you introduce her for us?
Absolutely, Loetta. I have today here with me Jenna, and when Jenna first came, everyone started whispering to me after chapel, "You gotta hear Jenna sing." And so when I finally got the chance to, I was just blown away. This girl, like many of our kids, she's so amazing. She's a good kid, just had some bad cards dealt to her, but she's really made the most of it. She's been clinging to Jesus. And so I'm just proud to introduce her today.
Yes. Well, thank you for being here, Miss Jenna.
Hi.
You are so beautiful and so precious. And you're 16, right?
Yes, 16 ma'am.
Years 16. Old. Awesome. That's a good time of life right there. And you're in a good place at Hill Country Youth Ranch. Yeah?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah. Well, tell us a little bit about yourself.
I'm 16.
Gotcha. Yeah.
I was born February 1st. Long time ago, 2002.
Long time ago.
She's telling that to me.
Yeah, we're like, right.
I have one foot in the dirt.
Okay.
Whoa. I was adopted at birth because my mother was in the military. She couldn't really keep a child because of that. So my adoptive mom, she died when I was 3 of ovarian cancer. Mm. My dad kind of went a little crazy because of that. Like, he didn't know how to handle it. Mm-hmm. So he hurt me in ways that no child should be hurt. Mm-hmm. Then he married another woman when I was about 5. Mm-hmm. She locked me in a room. Just horrible, horrible things. But it doesn't make her a horrible person. Mm-hmm. But so my aunt got me. She hurt me, beat me. My uncle got a hold of me, messed with me. I was wrong. But yeah, that's kind of my story. Other than my aunt, I'm on probation. That's why I'm here, because I headbutted my aunt, assault, family violence, and misdemeanor. But I know it's not an excuse, but my aunt got in my face telling me, "Oh, you're a HOE. Mm-hmm. You should just kill yourself. You're not worth it." And I was like, okay. So I headbutted her, and I went to juvie for 2 days. Mm-hmm. So on my probation, I was to come here and complete the program. Mm-hmm. And I came here and I'm like, wow, this place is amazing.
Mm-hmm. At Hill Country Youth Ranch.
Yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's home. It's like I feel loved. I feel like I'm truly wanted and not just used. Mm-hmm. And Jonah, when I first met Jonah, I was like, whoa, he's crazy. Whoa.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Common reaction.
Whoa.
You elicit that reaction quite often.
That's right.
Yeah, it's okay.
Yeah, and when I first came here, I was like, oh my God, this is a new place. I don't know what to do. I don't know, like, how to act. But I started talking to Jonah. He talked to me, and we developed a pretty good relationship.
Now, did you accept the Lord at Hill Country Youth Ranch?
No? When I was about 5.
Okay.
I was baptized at 6.
Okay. All right. So you've been out there. They've been ministering to you, and you're just getting some healing in your life. Praise God for that. But you know, God gifted you with an amazing voice from what I understand.
Yes, ma'am.
And, you know, I started singing in front of people at 12 and then leading worship whenever I was in my very early 20s, as far as in a congregational setting. And so I love the story about you leading worship for the first time. Where was that?
At the Hill Country Youth Ranch.
At the Hill, up at the Cross you've led worship?
Yes.
So outside of our
family,
at the ranch, the first time publicly was at the Cross.
Well, tell us about that. What was that like?
It was amazing. I loved it. I just felt like overwhelmed with love.
Uh-huh.
Not like a bad overwhelming, but like it was like awesome. Like, I don't know how to explain it, but there is a song that it's called Give Me Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
My favorite song right now.
Uh-huh.
And Jonah showed me it at a youth night, actually, and I saw it, and I was like, wow, I love that song.
Mm-hmm.
And so I sung it up there, and that was like, that got me like first started. But whenever I sung that song, like, it meant a lot to me.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like it meant things to others because I put like all my emotion into that song.
Mm-hmm. That's awesome. So you were worshiping with all of your heart, soul, mind, and strength. Yeah. And you know, when you do that, other people worship with you. It will just bring them into it. And I love leading worship at the Cross because that big empty cross, 77.7 foot cross, that's empty behind you saying, Jesus is risen. You know, he paid the price for me and he's risen. And the Coming King sculpture, you know, all of the different sculptures there that are so amazing. I mean, how could you not lead worship or worship up at the Cross? I mean, right, Jonah? I mean, it's like powerful.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, I almost feel like I'm surfing or something up there. I've never successfully surfed, but I imagine that's what it's like because you're just riding this wave of God's glory. You feel the presence up there and that reminder of the cross, exactly
yes,
like you
yeah,
said.
Yeah, yeah. But leading worship up there too with a group of young people, I mean, so that have... That need inner healing. I mean, I had to have inner healing. I had to have God set me free from a lot of junk, right? And so to take those kids up there to the cross and then allow one of them to lead worship up there to begin to step into that in a new way. I mean, you're allowing them to grow in their giftings. And that's another thing that's happened at the cross for people that volunteer. People that volunteer at the cross, you know, whether it's doing the gardening or leading worship or a tour guide chaplain, all those things you learn to step into what you were created to do and serve God. And so, hey, if there's anybody out there listening and you want to donate your time and your giftings and skills and talents, come see us at the Coming King Foundation. But it provides a safe platform for that. So have y'all been up there since then and led worship several times and worshiped?
Yeah. You know, the thing about the cross that I'm sure you'll know and agree with is that all different people are coming there for all different
mm-hmm,
reasons.
Mm-hmm.
That's one of the beautiful things about it is, you know, that night leading worship, people came and joined the circle that may have been there from across the country, across the world, who knows? And so we have gone there several times with a youth group that we have mm-hmm. at the youth ranch of teenagers that are really just wanting to go after the Lord. And the encounters we have there with God and other people have been really amazing.
Mm-hmm.
We just, quote unquote, happened to run into other people, adults who had grown up in group homes and some mutual ministry just happened there.
Mm-hmm.
And like Jenna's story, what I love is, like you said, the cross provides sort of a launch pad into destiny.
Mm-hmm.
And I love seeing the kids get to not only be healed there, but also pass that on to others and realize they're not a victim of their past.
Mm-hmm.
Their destiny is defined by what he says.
Mm-hmm. Jesus paid the price for that.
That's
you know,
right.
I lived many years growing up feeling like damaged goods, like a victim. and that I had no hope and that I was going to follow in the footsteps of all those before me. But God, I mean, because of the power of the cross, because of the power of the cross, there is a setting free from that victim thinking. You know what I mean? It's not that you pretend it never happened. You just get healed from it. Right? Because of what Jesus did on the cross, you get healed from it and set free. And so taking these kids up there, there's something about being outdoors and not being in the confines of a church. That's too. Right. I mean, churches are wonderful. I'm in them all the time. I love it. I love being in church. But being outside where there is not a the tradition, you know, in religion, it is actually, it's just you and God. And so taking the kids up there, I love that. Thank you for bringing them to the cross to impact them, just like you did Jenna. And let this girl use her talent for the Lord. Oh, my goodness. Thank you, Lord, for that. Yeah. Are there any other stories that you would like to share from the cross, either one of you?
Well, I know that the night we went up there with our group, you probably remember this, Jenna. Mm-hmm. Again, it provided such a cool space. Everyone going there is, you know, pretty much on page. They're looking for God, or they're there to just soak in God. And so for our group of teenagers wanting to minister the word, wanting to get out and pray for others, it provided really cool opportunities. And you remember that night, a couple of our teenagers got words of knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
I remember one of our girls went up to someone.
Yeah. And threw a rock at someone's head on accident.
She threw a rock behind her, and this guy kind of joked with us saying, "Ow," it didn't really hit him.
Yeah.
But that was another one of those encounters. He came to talk to us, mm-hmm. and we got to pray for each other. We got to see healings up there. One of our young men at the worship set where Jenna was, he got a word of knowledge, and he was kind of shaking around saying, you know, kind of nervous, "Jonah, I want to share this." He kind of whispered it in my ear. And he had felt like there was someone out there who had recently lost someone and was really going through a season of loneliness. And as we were leaving the cross, this woman comes up and says, "Young man, you have to turn around." And she said, "I want you to know you didn't miss it. I just lost my husband.
Mm.
And I've been asking God, Do you see me? Do you see my situation?"
Oh, wow.
And you nailed it, and you heard from God, and it's exactly what I needed to know, that I am not alone. And that night, this young man, he was so excited that he got to be a part of the kingdom. Mm-hmm. And I think that's what we always experience going up there as a team.
It's a safe place to take a risk.
That's right.
You know, it's a safe place to step out on the water and experience God at the Coming King Foundation and do what you've not done before, because there's such a powerful presence of God. And I think as kids, you know, young people growing up, they really need to, the sooner they taste that, the faster that they are involved in that, the more, I mean, our ceiling, you know, is their floor. And there, and you're providing that, and so God now, Jenna, has made you a leader. You know, yes, isn't that cool? I mean, you probably, if you would look back at your life just a few months ago, you would think, "Wow!" But God has made you a leader, and look what God's doing. It's so exciting.
Yeah.
Well, we sure appreciate you guys coming by, Jenna and Jonah Prio. Did I say that right?
That's correct.
Thank you again for all the things you do. And Jenna, best of luck to you.
Thank you.
And praise God that you've survived and you're prospering. And we're really glad to have you on the show today.
Thank you.
Loeta Roschke, let's talk about the cross and what it is and how people can reach us if they want more information.
Okay.
And let people know how they can get in touch with you and your ministry.
Okay. So
a mouthful.
It is. I don't know if I can get all that in. The Coming King Sculpture Prayer Garden is located at 520 Benson Drive, Kerrville, Texas. It is on all the TripAdvisors, Google. I mean, you can find it, but it is right off of I-10. You can see this massive, gorgeous, empty cross and all these wonderful millions of dollars of sculptures that are there. And the main thing you're going to experience, though, is the presence of God. And they can go to the website at thecomingkingfoundation.org and find out more information, or call the office at 830-928-7774, or they can go to my website at luada.org, luada.org.
Thank you very much, Loeta, for being with us again today. And we thank Don Kennedy for doing our visitor comments. And we thank Loretta Roski, and we thank Jonah Prio, and also Trey, and also Jenna.
Yes.
And I'm Roy Holly. Folks, this is Roy Holly again. When you come to Kerrville to visit the Coming King Sculptor Prayer Garden, you need to visit the Wyo Ranch Hotel in the Inn of the Hills, who are Friends of the Cross. Now, if you're looking for a unique Texas hill country experience, these two historic hotels are the place to stay and eat. The Griners and I think they have the very best buffets in Texas. Also, if your group needs a really unique, memorable place to hold your convention, conference, family reunion, or wedding reception, you can't beat these two beautiful hotels. The Wyo Ranch Hotel is within sight of the Empty Cross, about a mile away. To check out these two great hotels, please visit their websites, wyoranchhotel.com, that's Y-O-R-A-N-C-H.com, or theinnofthehills.com, that's I-N-N-O-F-T-H-E-H-I-L-L-S.com. Also, if you will tell your waiter or the hotel clerk that you are a Friend of the Cross, they will give you a special discount. Really? Hi, folks. This is Roy Holly. God called my friends Max and Sherry Griner back in December of 2001 to build a beautiful sculpture prayer garden to bring glory and souls to Jesus Christ. Since then, the Griners have given their time, talent, and money to see this vision fulfilled in Kerrville, Texas. Their generous donations have been made possible by the grace of God and by people like you who have purchased Max's original artwork since 1978. Max's copyrighted artwork includes drawings, paintings, sculpture, jewelry, Christian swords, and a line of high-quality art gifts in all price ranges. Today, Griner art is collected in all 50 states and over 65 countries and can be found in many prestigious institutions and collections around the world. Max's art has been owned by well-known Christians such as Billy and Franklin Graham, James Dobson, Bill Bright, Charles Stanley, Pat Robertson, Joyce Meyer, Chuck Swindoll, John Hagee, Paul Crouch, Jesse Duplantis, Oral Roberts, Governor Mike Huckabee, President George W. Bush, and Pope John Paul II, among others. If you would like to own or give a piece of Max's Holy Spirit-inspired artwork, visit his website, www.maxgrinerart.com. That's www.maxgrinerart.com or call 1-800-637-9651, weekdays between 8 and 5 p.m. That number again, 1-800-637-9651. Please help the Griners finish building the Coming King Sculpture Prayer Garden by purchasing a beautiful piece of Griner original artwork.
If you need a miracle in your life right now, God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. If He ever worked miracles, He still does. We can choose God's plan for our lives instead of Satan's. Pray right now with the Coming King Foundation founder, president, artist, evangelist, Max Griner Jr.
God, I need your help and your miracles. I need you in my life. Make me a new creation. I surrender my life to you. Jesus, I believe you are God, the Son of God, who died for my sins 2,000 years ago on a cross. Fill me with your Holy Spirit. Baptize me with fire and power. Manifest your 9 gifts of the Holy Spirit in my life according to your will. I promise to live for you and give you all the glory for any miracles you work. Thank you, God, for saving and empowering me. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, amen.
If you just sincerely prayed that prayer with Max, you are now saved, born again, filled, and baptized with the Holy Spirit. Congratulations. Now get a modern translation Bible. Read the entire New Testament. Pray every day. Find a good spirit-filled Christian church and get water baptized. Also, would you please let us know about your decision for Christ?
Folks, this is Roy Holly again. If you are ever in the Kerrville area, just 1 hour northwest of San Antonio, well, stop by and see what God is doing at the Empty Cross. You can also take a virtual tour by visiting one of our 4 websites, such as thecrossatkerrville.org. This free garden is being built without debt through donations of Christians. Would you pray about making a gift to the Coming King Foundation so we can finish the 24.5-acre garden to bring glory and souls to Jesus Christ? All gifts are tax deductible. Thank you.